Almost. There's one more thing I have to get out of the. I have to make sure that this attachment will open. Aha. Okay. We'll open that when the time is right. In the meantime, closing things down. Okay. Let's see what this thing does. Does it come up together or disappear one of them or what? Ah, we came up together. We're good. Okay. Are we ready to start? Okay, it's now 4:15. This is another 40-minute one, so it will end at 4:25. Okay. Right. Our agenda is as before for me to open the meeting, for us to go over the previous minutes. Then for the two of you to present your prototype and for you to, Sarah, present the evaluation criteria. We then have a finance aspect, which is a spreadsheet, an Excel spreadsheet. And I know what you're all thinking of, oh my, because we're only given a 40-minute time period to get it all in, including the production evaluation. So we're going to make a very fast track. Okay. And as you can see, that's what we do next on this thing. So the first thing I have to do is close this so that I can get to. Where is it? I need to open mine. Not the agenda. No, that I want the minutes from the previous minutes. That should be the minutes. Yeah. Okay. From meeting 3. Is it all right with you if I don't switch it to show, just use it as is? Because this way I can more easily flip it. Okay. Obviously, all of us were here for the last meeting. We reviewed the previous minutes before that. Each of you made your presentations. We discussed the various possibilities based on what was presented in those presentations. The market trend of fruit and veg, spongy, fancy and elegant more than technologically innovative, and that more than easy. We decided chip on print would be used. We would use plastic with a rubber casing, I think was the consensus, powered by kinetic energy. There was no decision made on a curvatures or double curvature or straight. Perhaps the prototype will give us an inkling of that. Looking like a scroll, but it's really a push-button technology, excuse my spelling, that was actually in use. That is behind the scenes is push button, which we, according to Kate, have a very good grasp on doing that in production. We decided that separate fashionable covers covering your fruit and veg might be a separate product that could be suggested to management. And as suggested, yellow with black buttons with a company logo, our slogan and image might be a good idea. Based on the requirements that have been provided to us. We did have a few production issues and coordination of the various bits, and we had some conflict of ideas and cost constraints, and we ran out of time. We had to follow that up and prepare for the last one, and we closed as it ran out of time. Is that a fair presentation of what happened? Okay, back to this meeting. We're down to the prototype presentation. Over to you.
Well.
Ooh, two.
Yeah, well, she needs to make them. We
don't
have enough yellow
dough. Ah. Uh-huh.
It says, curved, easy to hold, handheld, this is small. Big, easy buttons, this is like a scroll, but they are push buttons, and they enter, takes you into different menus. You need someone who's experienced with the television satellite and it's the infrared thing that's going to zap at the television. I'm not quite sure how to make that, but I'm sure it will work. This is on off switch because I think you do need that. And it gives it a nice balance. And it's going to have a logo imprinted on it.
Okay.
As for what it's actually made of, well, the function of these buttons is up, down, left, and right in different menus.
Okay.
Position, I presume that this means right on it, easy to see. The main feature of it is just the simple design, simple lack of buttons all over the place, right? Foreign, curved, kind of smooth handheld. Makes it feel nice to hold material. I think Kate's going to tackle that quite a bit, but I think we have two different options because we did make another one, which is in the shape of a banana. It's just, if you can imagine this as yellow with black buttons,
mm-hmm.
It's like this, but in the shape mm-hmm. of a banana, which is also nice and easy to hold and feels good. And there's a similar sort of scroll push button technology, just slightly different. So, on off switch and infrared. I had envisioned it in hard, smooth plastic. So, like an existing remote control, but molded and smooth. Whereas we thought, like with this one, or mix and match, just we're going to see what you thought, that a more spongy rubber cover with spongy buttons. So we have the two options. We can follow either the smooth hard plastic or the spongy rubber, depending on cost restraints and what conclusion we reach when we discuss it. Material, yeah, that's what I have to say about material. Can I scroll down? Yeah, mm-hmm. So yes. Well, colour, I think. I definitely have a preference towards bright yellow with black buttons because that's the company colours. But if anybody's got any other suggestions, I'm quite willing to consider them as well. So, just depends what you think about these ideas. And in fact, yeah, maybe Kate, you better say what you think about them.
The case can be either spongy rubber or hard plastic. I'm not absolutely sure about a combination of two, but it can be either of those. We have the technology to do that. And as for the actual components, as Steph just said, this is quite a cheap device to manufacture. We have simple rubber push buttons, which provide all the functionality we need. The diode that actually does the infrared is at the end. It's the stalk of the banana, or it's just the end of this version. So that's for material. Colour, well, Steph's the expert on colour. We don't have any particular restrictions on that. Yeah, I think that's all
As for the fruit or organic theme, like if this one is obviously fruit shaped. This one has
This one has no obvious connections to fruit, but because it's round and moulded, it kind of makes you think sort of organic. It's actually really kidding. It's more like, yeah, you'd expect it to be like a child's sort of toy remote control instead of a real one, which I quite like that sort of image. It's very big and chunky and child friendly. And hold them to see if your character is up to your liking.
Oh, I see the on-offs in the back.
Yes, that's so the index finger automatically goes straight to it. It doesn't tie out.
And then you can use your thumb. I could see this thing, unless it's reinforced, having a problem with the, you know, yeah.
Well, see, that's why hard plastic would be quite a good thing for it, because it's too rigid.
I like the fact that on both of them, the keys play such a prominent.
Yeah, we really like that design. I mean, it looks just like a logo, that arrangement of the keys. Like a compass point, you know, just up, down, left, and right. And I think it could make that quite a good feature. It's like the iPod scroll wheel.
Yeah, but it's also like texting, you know.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it makes me think of. No more phones. I was thinking, when you come like this, what does that remind me of?
Yeah.
And it's a very simple design. There's not a lot to go wrong. The components are cheap to make.
It's also in terms of being lost. It looks quite different. You know, I have several forum rooms, and they all look the same until you get close and you do.
Yeah.
You know, this is really different.
I mean, the thing is, we do need to develop our technology of, I mean, actually how to program the menus and what sort of your text box is going to appear at the bottom of the screen. But we do definitely think that it's a viable option.
Okay. The next item is evaluation.
Okay.
If you've finished.
Shall I take your cover?
Oh, sorry. Try again.
Okay. This is going to be a heavily interactive evaluation. And the method here is to evaluate the new remote control in terms of the user requirements and the hot trends introduced by the marketing department. So this means we're going to go over the priorities that were raised by consumers, as well as incorporate all of our insight into this evaluation exercise. So I'm going to go and use the whiteboard. And I've made a list of criteria to look at. And so I'm gonna leave this up as the last thing, but for the evaluation, it's going to be 1 is true and 7 is false, going over these different criteria. So 1 true, 7 false, and I'm going to now use the
Hmm.
Yes, I assume of course it's not like we actually know anything about it, but we can pretend.
Well, we will soon, unfortunately. No, talking to this.
Okay. So how do we feel in terms of, is this fancy?
It depends what you mean by fancy, really, because when I think of fancy, I think if it's got lots of extra sort of fripperies and, you know, like rock curliness, and which I call is quite minimal, like
plain and simple,
and clean. But I mean, I do see that it is heavily reliant on appearance instead of pure functionality. So in that
respect,
it is quite fancy.
I think we'll go with that.
I think just maybe we have a different word other than fancy. I'd say maybe
elegant. Elegant.
So in terms of elegant, fancy, do we think that perhaps, and maybe we should say the yellow, should go with the yellow in terms of, I think that's a really superior.
Yeah, I think we need to, they're both yellow with black buttons,
yeah.
Just that we didn't have any more gold to represent it with.
Mm.
Or some sort of abstraction in between the two that is more curved like a banana, but that isn't actually recognizable as a banana, you know, with the grooves and the stalk and stuff.
I think so. Many of us are abstract enough to look at the yellow one and say we call it the banana.
Yeah.
And of the two, I really like, I mean, I like the banana.
The chunk.
So that's maybe not something you have to decide just right
now.
Is it? It's
I mean,
somewhere
in
along
terms
the scale
of
in between.
I think between the two, somewhere between the two is true. It's more true than false about a two.
So true. Psychologically,
I don't think that's what we're aiming at with this concept.
Yeah.
I think we're
say,
using simple components that are going to be robust, but not
easy to use.
Very, yes.
One.
Mm-hmm. Trendy.
Trendy. And I say specifically spongy fruity.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe only a two or a three then, because it's not, we still haven't decided about specific sponginess or specific.
You have to worry about how robust it will be if it's as curved as a banana but spongy.
Hmm.
Yeah, I don't really think so.
So that's your two.
Yeah.
Excess buttons.
Excess buttons. No.
No. Better, more intuitive buttons, yes.
Ugly.
No.
No.
People don't respond well to ugly. Syllable. Quirky. You know, something people.
Yeah, it's quite quirky.
I like it.
Yeah, it could be quite a good brand. Like, a good little object.
And I was thinking of other things in terms of, could you say it's cost saving?
Oh, you also need to think about the energy. Is it a kinetic
yeah,
energy?
With the energy.
Mm.
It's going to be
yeah.
environmentally
be
friendly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll say it's about cost saving enviro. So yes.
Yeah, but we haven't completely developed that side of it yet. So we're not completely sure about that.
We're still on the playlist still.
Yeah.
Anything else, including price? Do you have any idea about price or other features?
Well, I think our instinct is that it should be pretty cheap to develop.
Yes.
To
The instinct says true.
So true one, or should I go to two or three?
Oh, probably one, I think.
I would say maybe two, because we still, we need to get somebody in who's good with the programming for the menus.
Yeah, I mean, it's not.
Yeah, that's not a cheap thing to get.
You know, on a normal computer, every button is, I mean, means something different, whereas this one, it's only got the four buttons, and they all, they mean everything, depending on what menu you're in.
Hmm.
Yeah, we need somebody to develop that.
Other, anything else you guys can think of? Instead of, other, I'm gonna say it's attractive, and then make that true, so, because I have to do an average.
Right.
And then, excess buttons.
Just put no excess buttons.
Exactly. Yeah, so it doesn't ruin the polarity.
I see it technologically innovative. I see it as quite innovative, because there aren't really many that have this menu, instead of all the extra buttons. I know we're not doing anything involving internet or speech recognition.
Or LCDs.
But we are the upper end of the push-button market.
Well, if you, let me know if any of these, if you all can think of any other, things to change here. If you think we should change the iterative, or add other features, if not, add modules.
I think we're good. Okay, we're a little over halfway through the meeting, and the next big thing is the finance. Okay.
Okay, how about if I pass this back to you?
Yep.
And I'll figure out the average here.
Right.
Thank you for everybody's help with that.
Right. And as you can see, it says the same thing. It had not lost itself, thank goodness. And we're going to raise what's called a spreadsheet that they provided to me. And it says, fill in the number of components you plan to use in your device. Hand dynamo, battery, kinetic, solar cells. Okay. Yeah. What's a hand dynamo? Oh, shoot. Forget that. Kinetic is, and how many of those will we need per? We only need one. Okay. Electronic, simple chip on print. And we'll need one of those.
Yeah, we can do it all with simple. Yeah, simple, because we just got push buttons, so we can do it all with simple, which is probably the cheapest.
Okay, we only need one of those. Okay, the case will be uncurved and flat, or a single curve or a double curve. It looks like it's what, a single curve because of the chunkiness. It's that's a one. And that's the one that goes like this. Right. No, single curve. Okay, case material supplements, plastic, wood, rubber, titanium, special color. We have the special color. And did we say plastic?
Yeah, can we do some more tips? Because if I mean,
yeah.
That's the point, like the idea of combining plastic and rubber, so, and some cost effects.
Okay, we'll come back if we can to the rubber being added. At the moment, that's where we are. Interface button, push button interface. That's what we're using, isn't it? Whoops, don't want that. Not yet. No, it just says push button interface. Button supplements, they'll be in a special color of black. And the buttons, what is the buttons made of? Rubber? So we need one of them. And are they any special form? Because the rate we're going, we can put the rubber on top. Oh. Okay. Let's put that rubber in then, of the case material supplement. I only need one of them. And the total cost has been calculated as £9.20 out of the 12.5 we were allowed. We're in. That's us. Okay. I'm going to save this into our desktop project documents. Okay, as our project document bit. Yeah. There we are. That's the only Excel document that will be in there. So it's there for all of us. Okay, so are they under 1250? Yes, go to the project evaluation next slide. Right. The project process satisfaction with, for example, the room for creativity. Yeah. Leadership. Teamwork. Means of having whiteboard, the digital pens, and all that kind of good things. So we went over all those things and we're satisfied with all the above. Did we find any new ideas? So we actually worked well as a group. Right. Are the costs within the budget? Yes. Is the project evaluated?
I
Yes.
can give you a number. It's the average evaluation score is 1.88. So it means, I can spell it out. There were six true or ones, four, pardon me, two almost true or close to true. So that was 4 points, and then one false, 7 points. So 17 divided by 9, we're between 1 and 2.
chosen
To maintainable
to keep us
technology.
simple old
Exactly.
technology, which if it works perfectly well, I see no point in improving on if it works.
Absolutely. And it's
So
kept us within budget.
Yes.
Mhm.
Yeah, keeping us, I think, excellent overall.
All right. And we've therefore, we have to do a final questionnaire and do the meeting summary. I have a final report to present. And then we're done. We done good,
Okay.
and we're
Excellent.
finished in time.
Nice.
Now
So we
we
might
can
have to
talk
wait.
about
Yes.
parties.
Yeah?
Talk about launch party.
Yes.
Yes, Curtis. Absolutely.
I one thing I want to do is, or I think the meeting's done.
I believe that is the end of our meeting. Thank you, Melissa.